The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. This is letter number 3484. Baruch Hashem, Pesach Sheni. That's the 14th of Iyar in Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. The leadership of Tzidei Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land, the branch of Tel Aviv. Hashem Aleim Yichyu Sholem Uvrocha. The Rebbe says, surprisingly, that it's been such a long time that I haven't received any letters from you. And for sure, the Rebbe says that in the coming days, I will receive your letter in a fitting details from your activities in general, and especially to the actions of the month of Nisan and Lag BaOmer specifically, and also about your participation in the signing up of the new year for the school children and the preparations for the vacation days. The Rebbe says you will certainly write soon. And it's interesting, at the end of the letter, the Rebbe had received a letter from them. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving two copies of the periodical called the Bit'on Chabad. They used to publish it. And the Rebbe says, it appears from the front page, and the change that appears in the front, that you had received a permit for its publication. And that it doesn't have to be just a pnimi. Apparently in the beginning, the Rebbe addressed it earlier also. I guess you needed some sort of a permit, and so in the beginning they used it as an innery, so they couldn't publicize it for everyone, but then they no longer needed to write that this is something internal, then it was okay to publish. So the Rebbe says, and they haven't written to the Rebbe about this change, so the Rebbe says for sure you will also soon write about that. So the Rebbe ends with a prayer that this should be in a good and auspicious, successful time. This periodical, this Bit'on, should become a pipeline through which the inner of the teaching of Chassidus, its directives and its customs, should flow through in your close environment and also in the environment, in the surroundings that is as of yet not close. Which is, that's what's going to be a general for other everybody to read. And the Rebbe says, it's known, the euphorism of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, that the what we can learn from the second Pesach is that you can always correct. Even that was somebody who was impure, so he couldn't make the first one, or he was in a far away, meaning you can reach out to all kinds of yidden. And even if it was lachem, you were guilty. In other words, the reason you didn't do, and the reason you were tame yoder chayka, was intentional, you still have the opportunity to bring a second Pesach. Rebbe says, this letter has been delayed, and I just received your letter dated the 16th of Iyar. The Rebbe blesses them for success in their holy work. So the Rebbe writes to them first. The Rebbe wants to know how come they're not writing, and especially from the month of Nisan, Lag BaOmer. The Rebbe is saying that I noticed the change in the Bit'on, that now apparently they got the license. The Rebbe says, write to me about that as well. And the Rebbe blesses that this Bit'on should become the pipeline to which Chassidus will be spread into not only the close environment, but also to the people that are far away. And the Rebbe connects this to Pesach Sheni, which was meant that you can correct even people who intentionally were not pure, or they were in a far away place, and they can always correct this. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing for success in the holy work.